Dave, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Excellent. Prior to this injury, like, where did you have the Lions? When you break down this team, were they close to a playoff team, or do you think, in their division, they weren't going to finish top two? It's pretty unlikely three teams in that division make the postseason. Does this injury suddenly enhance their chances, or is Detroit still too far away?
Yeah, you know, I think it probably elevates them from third to second in the division, and whether that's enough to make the playoffs, I guess, you know, we'll find out. I thought Minnesota, by virtue of Adrian Peterson and that defense, and, you know, I guess Teddy Bridgewater too, I thought they would be second behind Green Bay. And look, they're not going to make the playoffs without Teddy Bridgewater, with Sean Hill starting at quarterback, but I don't think they're going to be an easy out still. I think they still have too good of a defense, and Adrian Peterson is too good. I think they're still going to be a difficult team to match up with. I just don't know that they can sustain it over the course of a season. And from that standpoint, you know, the Lions, they're pretty healthy entering the year. They're not as bad as they started last year. They're not as good as they were when they finished it, as hot as they were. But I think they're a team that's probably around 500 this year.
Megatron, and the organization's been through this before when Barry Sanders retired in his prime and Calvin Johnson does the same. Obviously, it's a huge loss to that team. Were you surprised when he announced it, or did you expect this?
By the time he announced it, I certainly expected it. I mean, we, you know, back in January, I think we were the first to report that he was considering it. And when I heard that news, that caught me off guard, that's for sure. Because I mean, 9 years in, I know his body had been through a lot. And, you know, it certainly was, from his standpoint, time to preserve sort of what was left of his health. He just got married. He's got a little son at home. So I understand why he did it. But in the moment when I first heard that, I was caught off guard because, you know, you look at him, he's still a guy that had plenty to give. You know, he may not be the Megatron that everybody came to know, but he was still a 1,200-yard receiver last year and the Lions' best player on offense. So, the decision caught me a little bit off guard. I think the Lions are worse off because of it. But, you know, I do think in Marvin Jones, Anquan Boldin, I think they've made a couple nice additions to their offense.
Dave Burkett joined us from the Detroit Free Press, taking a look at the Detroit Lions. You mentioned Calvin Johnson. In that case, those two receivers, the game is on the line. Who's going to be Matthew Stafford's safety blanket? If he needs a first down on third down, who's he throwing to?
Yeah, I think they're going to use those guys in different ways. You know, I think Marvin Jones is the guy that they're going to stretch the field with. He's going to catch a lot of passes. He's had a really good preseason. You know, he's got some pretty good hands, and he's shown really good body control and ability to track the ball so far. So I think he's going to be their number one receiver. It may depend on third and what, though, because Golden Tate's pretty sure-handed. You can get him in the open field, and he can create some havoc for some guys. And you know, I think Anquan Boldin, even though he's certainly not the receiver from a few years ago, you know, he's pretty sure-handed too. So, look, the thing that they're going to miss with Calvin is they don't have somebody that can stretch the defense that the way that he did, can command double teams. But I think they do have enough parts that they're going to be able to mix and match and get some things done offensively.
What does Jim Caldwell have to do to remain the head coach of the Detroit Lions? This is his third season, I believe. Does he need to make the playoffs? Does he need to win a playoff game?
I think he's going to have to make the playoffs or come pretty close at the very least. Bob Quinn told me a couple of weeks ago that there was no ultimatum in terms of wins or making the playoffs that he needs in order to keep his job. But, coming in for a guy that has 1 year left on his contract after this year, he has a new boss in Quinn. I think it'd be silly to assume anything less, that he needs to at least field the competitive team, be in the mix at the end of the day. You know, injuries, things like that could play a role and a factor. If they have a really good year and they lose Matthew Stafford, for instance, I don't think he can them. But, I think it's going to be tough for him to keep his job if he's not in the playoff hunt come December.
Beat reporter for the Detroit Lions, Dave Burkett, joins us discussing the Lions preview on the upcoming NFL season, which gets going a week tomorrow. You can listen to that right here on TSN 1260. Drafted in the NFL is massive, and not just in the first round. Every round, you can really have impact players. The Lions went with what a lot of people said was the safe, smart pick by GM Bob Quinn. They went with Taylor Decker, who is a ferocious run blocker at Ohio State. How has he looked? How much of an impact do you think he will have on the O-line?
Well, he's going to start at left tackle, so we got to start there. That he's going to be on the field a lot, and they moved Riley Reiff, their incumbent left tackle, to the right side. So, he's definitely going to play. I think the Lions are aware they're going to have some growing pains with him starting at left tackle. you know, he's shown the first preseason game he had some trouble with James Harrison. I think a lot of people do, you know, but he gave up a sack fumble. The second preseason game he had some trouble in blocking. But I will say the last 2 weeks, you know, he's been really good pass protection, hasn't allowed Matthew Stafford to get hit once. Now, again, that's, you know, about a half a football, so we need to see that him sustain that over the course of a game, and giving up one sack a game is too many. But, you know, I think he's shown some signs of improvement already as the Lions get ready for the year.
Now, in the third round, they took another offensive lineman, Graham Glasgow from Michigan, as the center. Is he going to start at the backup position? They're not going to have two rookies, are they?
No, they're not going to have two rookies right off the bat, but, you know, they took three offensive linemen overall, and Decker's going to start at left tackle, and Graham Glasgow and Joe Dahl, their fifth-round pick, you know, those two are both going to, you know, be backups this year. And Glasgow, I think he's got the opportunity to push for a starting job at some point. It's just he's missed some time here with an ankle injury. You know, they return Travis Swanson at that position. Glasgow's the future center, but I wouldn't expect him to play much right off the bat.
Dave, what's going to be the calling card of the 2016 Detroit Lions? What are they going to do best this season?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to get it done defensively if they're going to win. You know, I mean, they have some really good players at every level. Ziggy Ansah, Darius Slay, DeAndre Levy, if he's back. You know, so I think if this team is going to be memorable in any way, in any positive way, I guess, you know, if we're going to see them do some good things, I think it's going to be on the strength of that defense. And that means Ansah's getting to the quarterback a lot and you know, piling up sacks and Darius interceptions, which he hasn't done a whole lot to this point in his career. But I think that's what, you know, if the Lions have success, I think that's what they're going to be able to hang their hats on.
At the draft, they took a quarterback for the first time basically since Matthew Stafford. And now, granted, it's a sixth-round pick, Jake Ruddick. He's from Michigan, kind of a little bit of a local connection. And now we've seen quarterbacks recently in the past few years who come late in the draft. He's obviously not going to start right away. But how has he fared through camp in the preseason?
You know, he's not guaranteed of a roster spot right now. I think he probably makes it when they trim the roster to 53, but you know, it just really depends if the Lions want to keep two or three quarterbacks and how they want to go about that. And, like, you know, Ruddock has, you know, he's played well at times. The last preseason game, I think he was 0 for 5 or 0 for 6, so he's certainly had his struggles too. I wouldn't confuse him for Tom Brady, another sixth-round quarterback out of Michigan years and years ago, but you know, I think he's got a shot to be a backup in this league at the very least.
Dave Burkett joins us. We're talking Detroit Lions, preview for the NFL. We've talked a lot about their offense. On the defensive side of the ball, they've really been looking for a replacement on the interior for quite some time with Fairley and Ngamukong-Suh gone. How is A'shaun Robinson, you know, it's always tough to ask a rookie to do that, but in the NFL it's a little bit different because rookies could come in right away and a lot of them are ready to play. But how is their D-line across the board shaping up?
Yeah, I think Robinson will play as a backup right off the bat. I mean, the defensive line is probably a strength overall, and Haloti Ngata has been healthy this year. He wasn't last year. You know, him and Tyron Walker give the Lions two pretty good defensive tackles up front, two big guys that can get upfield and create a little bit of havoc. So, you know, Haloti's obviously getting up there in age, so I think you got to monitor the reps closely with him. But those two, Ziggy Ansah, Devin Taylor, you know, they have a pretty solid starting group up front.
Lastly, Dave, what's your prediction? Where are we going to see the Lions come the end of December?
Yeah, you know, I got to sit down and do a final record prediction for this weekend's paper, and I haven't quite done that yet. But this spring when I looked at the record, I think 7-9 was about where I ended up at, and I don't know that I've seen anything to take me off that. You know, I think they're right around a 500 team. They catch a couple breaks. You know, maybe they win 9 games. If they don't, I think that's when you see them fall to 6-10. But I think ultimately they still have some depth issues and you know, I think they still have some questions on that offensive line. And for that reason, I think they'll probably end up about 7-9 at the end of the day.
Dave, really appreciate the rundown. Enjoy the season.
No problem. We'll talk to you again.